This weekend, music director finalist Ken David Mazur is back to lead the Portland Symphony Orchestra in Oscar's Biggest Hits. In a program that draws from 80 years of film music, you'll hear everything from Eric Korngold's score to the swashbuckling Robin Hood to the very familiar strains of music from Star Wars. As Oscar night approaches, Maestro Mazur and the Portland Symphony Orchestra will remind us why music is one of the reasons we love the movies.
Normally, when we go to a movie theater or we watch a movie now, the point is that you kind of forget about the music and the music helps you be completely immersed in it. But when we think about what the music has done to make a film come alive or the characters come alive, then we realize, my gosh, without the music, this film would be so completely different. And we wanted to use the award season before we get to the Oscars to give this big arch that starts from scores early on in the Hollywood film industry all the way to now. So we start with music by Korngold, who himself was a great celebrated classical composer in Vienna before he came to Hollywood and really helped change the role of music in these films that would end up, you know, being so big and majestic and lush and really burst forth with grandeur, so that people, when they stepped into a movie theater, they felt completely immersed in that world with the help of the music, of course. And we wanted the audience in the pop series to get a sense of the span of 80 years, approximately, of film scores, where they started, where they've come to. And of course, we include some of the popular things, including, you know, tunes from the James Bond films, Pink Panther by Henry Mancini, Pirates of the Caribbean, Aladdin, of course, selections of John Williams. But we also hope to introduce the audience to some more unknown film scores that they would appreciate, and that they would in return learn some films that were awarded either a nomination or an Academy Award, and that they may not know, but that really lived from the sounds of the music that they had underscoring this film.
So can you give us a hint of what one of those would be?
Well, I think that most people probably don't know Korngold and Robin Hood. So I can tell you that that's one of those things that I feel is going to really give a great picture of what Hollywood all of a sudden had as a model for the great sounds of an orchestra, of a large orchestra underscoring, and that, you know, the sounds that Korngold would use for this film of Robin Hood would kind of become the model of other major films like Gone with the Wind or Ben-Hur, and some of those we would hope to share with the audience.
Well, and it sounds like he set the stage not only for that group, but then for the group that follows that, the John Williams, the John Barrys, the Howard Shores, yeah, those kinds of composers, too, have these grand sweeping scores that just really do carry you away and support and complement the movie. And sometimes, you know, when you come away from a movie, some of the things that are the most memorable to me are those moments when there's this just perfect marriage between the music and a moment.
You know, and the great films, you don't notice them sort of consciously, but you are completely overtaken emotionally.
Mazur is one of the music director finalists for the Portland Symphony Orchestra. So I asked him if there was anything special that he wanted to share with the Maine Public Classical audience.
I do have to share from my hometown. You know, I was born in the late 70s and grew up there in the 80s in Leipzig, which was part of course, East Germany. And I witnessed that the Gewandhaus, where I had rehearsals in the children's chorus, was transformed into sort of an embassy, if you will. People who did not trust their their town leaders or their mayors or the political figures would come into the Gewandhaus. My father was there at the time, music director, and he opened the hall for conversations, for dialogue about the future of the community, the future of the nation at large, invited everybody to come, and basically they all vouched for their lives, with their lives for the lives of the others, saying, whatever you say here, if anything happens to you, we will speak up for you. And the dialogue started that would then help with the peaceful demonstration later on in 1989, when the wall fell. And Leipzig became sort of the hub for the peaceful demonstration, and the Gewandhaus with its music, where people felt, this is a place that I can trust more than a place that has politicians or other places in the city, where my voice will be heard, my thoughts matter. And then people going to the concert later connected that this idea that sitting in a concert for a couple hours gives you a feeling of peace, of joy, of understanding. And then that was something that inspired the dialogues later on. And this feeling was the really the basis for this revolution that happened. And so I've seen what music can do in a community. I feel that it's so important to know that's why we are in it. We are not just there for, if you will, just for entertainment, but that it really is something that also all the orchestra members I know in Portland and the organization feel is a means to be in dialogue and in understanding with the community. I've seen what music can do, for instance, when 9/11 happened and Brahms' German Requiem was performed at the Philharmonic. And there was no clapping afterwards, but you knew that everybody was united in thought and in mind. Of course, the same thing happened in Boston after the attacks here, when Brahms was also performed at Symphony Hall. So there are moments where we know the power of music can give you individually such relief, such joy, a feeling of pure hope and pure joy, and I'm just so grateful every time that I'm in this profession that I'm able to share and explore music together with great people, and especially I'm looking forward to that when I come to Portland with the orchestra in this great hall and with the very, very interested Portland audience that I got to know a little bit during one of the talkbacks that I did the last time I was there.
Music director finalist Ken David Mazur conducts the Portland Symphony in two performances of Oscar's biggest hits, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in Portland's Merrill Auditorium.